I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us. A lot going on as far as football is concerned. As we mentioned, a week from today, spring football will begin throughout the state of Florida. Dayton Broward will get things going. One of the teams that has made their way into the spotlight every year, making the playoffs last year, starting off really well at 5-2. But being around to get that playoff spot, so a lot of kids, coming up will see that they are in it to play competitive football, also develop talent. Head coach Ariel Cribero from Barbara Goldman High School is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that you guys can't wait to get started again.
Absolutely, Blue. Thanks for having me on, man. I mean, listen, we got our big staff meeting right after this, so I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited for the boys that we got working with us all off season in the weight room, doing our speed training, now to get on that field, put on the helmets, put on the pads, you know, and see what we got as we move into summer. Very excited.
Yeah, and that's good because of the fact that I know you guys go a lot of places, whether it be 7-on-7s or team camps or wherever it is, and that's the way you've built this team. Obviously playing independent football, got you ready, got you some wins, got you some recognition, got you some players, and now you're building off of it. You know, obviously everybody's kind of focused in on what Darryl Bell, FSU commitment, is doing, and he's great, but this team is more than that. I mean, you got a really good senior class, some really good defensive ends and Trevor Darling and Brandon Godino. Talk about this team, you know, as a whole, not just as an individual player.
Absolutely. I mean, with us, I mean, Goldman football is about team football. That's really how we've built it. You know, there's no individual that's bigger than the team. Obviously, Darryl's a phenomenal player. I mean, he's a freak out there. But he's surrounded by some amazing players, some great hardworking guys. Some guys are four-year guys for us, right? And that's rare now in South Florida. With all the transferring going back and forth, we're able to hold on to our kids and develop them. And I think that's the difference. I think there's a different buy-in. Our kids really are Goldman Gators. You know, this is the school that they've been at since they were in ninth grade year. We don't have a lot of the jumping from school to school to school. And I think that makes a massive difference at the end in on game day. Because when you're playing for something bigger than yourself, I think you go above and beyond.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. And you mentioned some of those kids because, you know, you look at kids like Jamonte Parks and Kewan Taylor and the kid Ashley Thomas at the defensive line. These are guys who are not only seniors, but they're leaders. And they're leaders that a lot of these younger kids could look up to. And I know that that's what you've strived for from the beginning.
Without a doubt. I mean, we've been very lucky every year. I want to say for the last 5 or 6 years, we always got a large senior class of 20 to 25 kids that have been in our program. And I think that builds year after year, the expectation. This is the way you got to do it at Goldman. You know, that's what the younger kids learn from the older kids. And it just perpetuates itself.
Yeah. I mean, and I remember when you started building this program up and, you know, from the very beginning and started getting more and more talent and you had the 5'8", 150 kids, but now you look down your roster and it's 6'4", 240 and 6' 190 and 6'3", 200 and 6'3", 185. I mean, that's a whole bit of a difference in building a program with big body kids like that who are athletes.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, look, we do a great job recruiting the halls. You know, we'll pluck kids from the basketball team. We'll pluck big kids. And that's one of the things that we do, man. We recruit our halls up and down to make sure that the kids that have the measurables are out playing football. You know, do they always pan out? No, they don't. Okay. But we do have those kids with great measurables that have gotten that experience. And we have a lot of underdog kids, too. You know, we have some of those kids that are 5'8", 170 pounds, that are dogs. You know, we got a middle linebacker, Eddie Molinaire. Eddie Molinaire is 5'8", 165. And listen, I'll put him up against any linebacker in South Florida. You know, that's how hard of a hitter and player he is.
Yeah, and every team has those type. I mean, guys that at the end of the game, you know, they're not 6'3", 230. They're 5'8", 175, 180, as you mentioned, and they fill up the stat sheets as more so than a lot of these other guys. But you see that all the time. And there are schools for those kids. There's the St. Thomas Universities, and there's the Ave Marias, and there's Division II and Division III schools. And that's the best thing about South Florida. And I know you guys have utilized a lot of the smaller schools as well because, you know, I keep telling parents, and I know that everybody wants to play at Ohio State and, you know, Georgia and FSU. But the reality, Coach, is that there for every one kid that's going to play Division I, there's almost 300 that are not. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. And, yeah, like the Centrals and Chaminades and Columbuses and programs like that will put out, you know, 10, 11, 12 upper division kids every year. But they also have a bunch of kids that need to go to those schools. I look at Florida Memorial's roster. I look at St. Thomas University roster. And they're loaded with Booker T. Washington kids. They're loaded with kids like that. Talk about that, because I know that you sold that entire package all along and telling the parents, listen, you know what, no matter where you go, you're going to get an education. You might as well enjoy it and play.
Absolutely. I mean, look, the NIA ball down here in Florida has exploded over the last, I want to say, 6 or 7 years. And the opportunities are there for these young men. You know, every year we're sending kids to either St. Thomas, to Kaiser, to Ave Maria, you know, to Florida Memorial. We got kids going to these programs that want to keep playing at the next level, right? And it's a local, you know, they're local schools, great education, and great level of football. NAIA football is not low level at all. You know, there's some really good football being played at that level. And listen, I'll even say the Division III level, Division II level, there's good football all over the country at every division, right? Yeah. And I think that parents need to realize that if you want your child to play, like we've had some great kids that are undersized. They're playing at Division III ball right now, and they're having a blast. You know, they're having the time of their lives, earning a degree, you know, and playing competitive football. You know, so I think we got to expand, and really the South Florida parent has to expand past just the major colleges. That's going to be reserved for very few number of kids. That's just the fact. That's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, no, 100%. And, you know, as we're speaking with Ariel Cribero, the head coach at Barbara Goldman, and you have one of those type of kids in Darryl Bell. Talk about him. He's a junior, he's already committed to FSU. We watched him since he was in U Football League. The kid has, you know, made a commitment to get his education and stay right there at Goldman. Talk about that.
Well, Well, I mean, that's just Darryl for you. You know, that we call him Trey. I mean, that's what he's about. He's about the bigger picture, right? It's not just about, oh, well, all my friends are at this school, so I'm going there, or this and that. He understands what he has at Coleman. You know, he's going to be coached well. I mean, not that we have to coach him much. I mean, there's a lot of things he does that it's just natural to him. But he's right. A very humble young man who works. And he works in the classroom. That's the thing that when people meet him or they talk about him or they say, man, this kid, you know, or they want to see him in school and oh, well, I got to pull him out of class. He's in, you know, he's in trigonometry or whatever
right.
these advancements are.
You
know, he's into that, you know, and that's what's so refreshing is a kid yeah, like no Darryl doubt. Is just, you know, it's just different than what we've seen. But you wouldn't know from him just talking to him, walking, that he's a four-star committed to Florida State. He's just he's just another Goldman Gator. You know, that's the bottom line.
And great family support too, which is huge, you know, and you know, as well as I do, there's a lot of parents that use these games or these teams as babysitters. They drop them off. They don't really get involved, but I know his mom's very, very involved in what he's going on. Yeah, no doubt. What talk about spring. You have the spring. Did you guys find a third team for your spring game yet? Is it going to be Miami Beach?
Yes,
or?
We did. Yeah, okay. So we're gonna be it'll be Miami Beach and Somerset Silver Palms. So we've played Somerset Silver Palms over I think the last 5 or 6 years, and it's always a very, very competitive game where we get a lot of work done. You know, our approach to spring is maybe a little different than other people. We really treat it like a preseason game. We're there to see who can play. You know, I'm not gonna say we're not trying to win the game, but we're trying to figure out what we have. You know, before the games matter.
No doubt.
So our approach, like I said, I think is good. And Somerset takes the same approach and we're excited to have Miami Beach become a part of it. And I hope to see that program come back and, you know, and be competitive in the next couple of years.
No doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate you. We're going to try to get out to – well, we could get out to maybe – we came out last year to watch your spring event, so maybe this year we'll do the same. And, again, thanks so much. Keep up the great work. You do it the right way.
Thanks, Blue. Appreciate that, man. Take care.
Good stuff. Ariel Cabrera, the head coach at Barbara Goldman High School. But then in playoffs, listen, this is a team that was always known for baseball, soccer, you know, a lot of Hispanics go to the school, but they've kind of transformed a lot of things over. And he's been diligent. It's his school. He went there. He played there. And he's done a great job. And it's always good to spotlight kids like that and coaches like that as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.